Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good morning, good afternoon, Writers Nation listeners. How are you today? Such a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as Mr. Rogers used to say. Yes. But I want to welcome you for tuning in with us. I am your host, Kaneen Morgan, and with me is co-host Shalandra Norman. Shalandra, how are you today?
I am wonderful, Kaneen. How are you? And hello, Writers Nation. How are you today?
I am doing good. Just like I said, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Remember that show, Mr. Rogers?
That was one of my favorite shows. And I will not sing the song because that's not my calling. But I love it. The thought of it, I'm like, oh, my God, I love that show. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
And you know what? His tone was so calming and so soothing.
Yes,
remember?
So soothing. Yes, he was. Yeah, I remember him. Wow.
Yes.
That's I wonder who's the new Mr. Rogers.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
It would be good to see how that could come back, you know, how they now remake all of the, well, not all of them, because I'm still waiting on Bugs Bunny, I'm still waiting on Tom and Jerry, I'm still waiting on a lot of Flintstones. I mean, I'm just going to be quiet here. Go ahead, see.
Well, you know, I don't know how we got on this topic, but the cartoons back in the days are really, really good, but I'm just going to leave that alone. I don't know what they have going on now, so but, you know, I guess the cartoons is made for the modern time, so.
Yes, they are, definitely.
So, Shalandra, I know we have two wonderful guests that's coming up, and they'll be with us momentarily. But I wanted to share some information about what I've learned. You know, I've been taking a self-development course through the Landmark Forum. And I always like to share whatever knowledge that I receive. I always like to share with those who's in my circle, you know, and friends and family. So I really wanted to bring this up because I think this is so important. And you and I discussed it a little bit about it last night. But one of the things that they mentioned yesterday was criticism. And and this was so important because so many of us, we are criticized, especially for writers. And I want to say every message that I bring relates to writing. But sometimes we receive criticism or constructive criticism negatively. And but someone had said, you never identify through your praise. You identify through your criticism. Or your correction, whatever is, you know, is being corrected in your life. And one thing I realized for me, people have continuously criticized me on, this was when I first started writing, and also with my communication. Either they say, either I wasn't listening, or maybe my grammar was off, or whatever it was, I've noticed that was the one area that I ever received, constructive criticism. And I used to take offense to it. And then I began to realize whatever area you're criticized in the most, that's the area you're going to be most effective.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
So even as a writer and also a speaker, I was constantly being criticized because I'm called to be an effective communicator, an effective author, writer, ghostwriter, an effective speaker. So I had to learn to take what was being offered, and I had to learn how to begin to, you know, work on those things. And especially when I first started ghostwriting, I received so many criticisms, and I was like, God, I don't even want to write anymore. And for the
I know the feeling.
But for the writer, you know, that's what so many and some of my clients who I work with, that's some of the things that we deal with is not wanting to write because we think we're not good enough. We think the message that we have, no one is going to receive the message or whatever it is. We have all
right.
these criticism that's within our, you know, that's within ourselves, within our thoughts. But we're never really moving forward because we stay stuck in that criticism.
Absolutely.
What do you have to say about that?
You know, you're so right about that, Kaneed. I've always, especially when I was a little girl, maybe a little better now, but when I was younger, like in my teens, and I would go and visit, or maybe pre-teens and teens, I would go visit my cousins that are away in California or wherever, you know, not the South, but away,
mm-hmm.
like East or West Coast, where you guys have those lovely accents. And down south, you know, we have our southern accent. So I would always get picked on, teased, you know, about my southern accent. And so I would be, I mean, this is a true story. You know, I've shared this. This is like a part of my testimony. I would be ashamed to speak a lot. I would be ashamed to talk because I was always being teased about my southern accent. Or, you know, and, of course, especially on the West Coast, they call it cute. but you know, it really, you know, made me feel some type of way. It really tampered with my self-esteem and my confidence as far as speaking up. And I wouldn't say a lot because of my accent. Now you can't shut me up. But then definitely bothered me. And, you know, with that revelation, especially what you just said, and then just hearing, you know, going to landmark classes and, you know, Bible classes or whatever, you know, studies to uplift and enhance your learning skills. You learn about that. You learn the effectiveness of just being authentic, being genuine, being who you are, your flaws and all, just being yourself, you know, allowing yourself to be the best you is what you're great at. And so if it's writing, and when you, you know, if we all, I mean, you know, if you guys don't know, get her a book. She's an excellent, superb writer. Not just saying that because we're partners, we're friends, but truly, Kaneed is a great writer. And, you know, I can identify with that so much because I've gotten, you know, criticized about my writing, but especially my communication. And I didn't know. Now, of course, I was always told, you would be great, you know, as far as, have you ever thought about speaking? I've even been asked, do you sing? I'm like, absolutely not. No, that one, you can criticize me all day. That's the truth. No, I cannot sing. I'm sorry on that one. But I've always been asked, can you sing? Or, you know, about speaking or something. And, of course, you know, you grow into who you are. You just grow. You just, you know, evolve into that great giant that we all are. And so it only gets better. You as an individual only gets better, you know, with time. That's why I love time. It's all in the time. I love that. But, you know, we all evolve and we become better and become better and better and better at whatever it is that, you know, we work at or we practice at or we do, we just become better at it. So you become a better comedian, a better writer, a better, you know, speaker, whatever, and so do I. And so I thank all of my, you know, criticizers. I thank all of you guys. Everybody, you know, that teased me. I'm just so grateful for that, especially with the laughing. You know, we have the cleaning business, and we hired two girls probably over a month ago, and that was one of the first things, the first day that she worked for us, the first thing she said, I kid you not, Kaneed, she said, you have such a beautiful smile, you're always, you seem so happy, and I like that, you made me feel so good, because I looked at you, and you're just smiling, you're just happy, I don't know what about, but, you know, I looked at you, and I felt so much better within myself. That's what she told me, true story, that's what she told me. So, you know, I used to get criticized a lot about always smiling and always laughing. And so I just embrace who I am, and I embrace my flaws. I embrace, you know, if I'm good at talking, I embrace it. If I'm good at laughing and keeping everybody else happy or somebody smiling, I embrace it. So you're absolutely 100% correct on that, Kaneed. Absolutely.
And, you know, Shalonda, before we go to break and bring up our next guest, I wanted to offer a tip to the writers. Just, you know, not even just writers, all those who are listening. And I want to say this. One of the courses that I'm taking in Landmark is the integrity course, like how to keep your word and what you say is most powerful. So whatever you put out in the universe, because you said it, you announced it, you have written it, that it shall be. So that's what we're learning in the Landmark Forum. And when I tell you, it's so powerful, but the moment you say something, all of a sudden you find all these things now come to test your word. Are you really truthful in standing by what you say you're going to do? So, and Shalonda, because of some things that happen in life, and you and I have been discussing it, and I know you're in the middle of a move and things like that, when something seems, sometimes it seems like a breakdown, but it's not really a breakdown, it's just a temporary transition. So when we have something going on in our lives, and it's a temporary transition, how do we deal with those things? So I want you, you know, all those who listen to really think about it. How do you deal with transition, or even how do you deal with breakdown? And this is where writing comes in. It's so powerful. So I want, as a tip, I want to invite you all to get a journal, perhaps get a journal that lists, you know, the dates or the months, so you can always go back and check those months and those dates to see how you have transformed or where you have grown, or even some patterns that you may recognize that you may need to work on. So get a journal and begin to write down everything that you're going through. It could be your thoughts. It could be a transition that you're in. It could be whatever. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and write it down daily. Even if you take 10 minutes, that's all you need, even 5 minutes. Whatever you're thinking, if it's an idea, if it's a positive thought, a negative thought, it doesn't matter. Just write it down. And then as you write it down daily, go back to it. You know, after every week, go back to it and see where you have grown. Watch the areas you need to work on. And also watch how you're dealing with breakdowns or transition. So I want to offer that to you. And even sometimes, Shalonda, in my journaling, I've written down some things a few years ago and forgot about it. But it's happening now. It's happening today.
Wow.
So, and even one of the things was something for a project that you and I are working on for the Writers App. That's something that we have agreed on. I've written that down years ago. The radio show, that was written down about 2 years ago. And I left it and forgot about it, and all of a sudden the idea came up again, and then we begin to work on it. So I want to invite you all to do that, but we're going to be going to break, and shortly we're going to come back with Alexis White. This is a powerful woman. You definitely want to listen into what she has to say and offer. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Okay, welcome back, Writers Nation listeners. We have a very special guest. She is an entrepreneur, an author, inspirational speaker, and she's very passionate about raising awareness about emotional abuse in relationships. So we want to welcome our very own guest, Alexis Nicole White. How are you, Alexis?
Yes, good morning. Good afternoon. I'm here. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Oh, it's still daytime. You know, it's afternoon here in New York, but in Texas, where Shalonda's located, I know it's still morning.
Yes.
How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for asking.
Good. Wonderful. So we want to thank you for participating and joining us. And I was looking over your bio, and I want to say you are doing such an amazing job. I was looking at some of the events that you're having, and one of the events I noticed the House of, let me get it correct, House of Ruth Jewell.
Yes.
And that is so powerful, and even in terms of how you identify others under specific jewels and how everyone is related to a jewel. So I think that's so powerful. Just tell and listen a little bit about who you are and some of the things that you're doing.
Well, I, again, am an author, inspirational speaker. I primarily use my life story to raise awareness to emotional abuse in relationships, both platonic and romantic, which is something that most women and people in general do not realize that they've been abused or that they're being abusive towards someone. So
absolutely.
I share my life story to raise awareness to that and to let people know that your emotional health is important. It is critical to identify when you're around toxic people because some people just don't know that they're toxic. And to be able to free yourself from situations that are hindering you from growing emotionally and long-term physically to be in better relationships.
Wow. Shalonda, this is your topic because Shalonda has a book called Life Interrupted. And she speaks a lot about that in her book. So, Shalonda, this is definitely your area and your topic. So what do you have to say concerning that?
It really is, Alexis. You know, especially I would say, you know, just really identify on that emotional abuse. I think that it's very prevalent in the working world and the workforce. Oh, I think coworkers can be, and not all, of course, you know. So I speak in general, Writers Nation, so don't send me bad emails or Facebook messages. But just in general, and just a lot of it goes on, and of course not with, because you can make some great friends in the workforce. But I think that even with, you know, manager and, you know, worker relationship, it can just be emotionally abusive with just, you know, not having the skills, the managerial skills that they need, and because maybe they excelled in a particular job, they were placed as a manager or, you know, as a supervisor, whatever the case may be, and they can just be so cruel, so harsh, and so not, you know, just that lack of understanding the individual and just understanding, you know, your leadership role. And so that emotional abuse, and it definitely hit on a lot of topics and a lot of things that I try to share with so many people in my writing and my speaking and just, you know, in general as far as emotional abuse. And I would like to say, you say it's your life story. When you tell us a little bit about your book, The Covered.
The cover takes place in 2008 when I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, fresh out of college, and it just combats a lot of the millennial world shocks that we experience upon graduation. My mother was a baby boomer, so her perspective of going to college and graduating with a great job and building and getting married and having this great life is much different from the realities that the most millennials are facing in today's society, especially as an African-American woman, where we're facing not only being stigmatized and being marginalized as being single and unmarried, very unmarriable, and the different just emotional things that we're dealing with. So I share my story about trying to find myself and to understand my self-concept and self-worth as a maturing young woman, and to prevent myself from consistently being in relationships with people who are emotionally unavailable, who emotionally don't fulfill me, emotionally don't regard me and have that passion and empathy and sympathy for me and to take care of me the way that I thought that I was projecting myself to them and what I thought that I was giving unto them. So it's basically open up a conversation to let other people who are in my shoes understand that you're not alone. This happens more frequently than what we think. It's not limited to romantic relationships. Girlfriends do it to each other too, just like you mentioned about coworkers. You know,
that is
the corporate of the problem. You know, toxic people at home go to work and be toxic individuals in the workplace. And so I'm raising awareness to this to let people know that emotional abuse is real, and just because it doesn't leave physical scars does not mean it does not scar you permanently in your emotional mental health.
Absolutely.
I just have Shalonda. I'm sorry about that, but I have this is so powerful because Alexis, I love that you're bringing this to women. Another thing is I realize, especially as women, we may not realize that we are even abusing ourselves emotionally.
Oh yes.
Because we have these certain negative thoughts, or we play the victim, or we play this, or we play that, especially when we came from an abusive relationship in the past, or whether our parents were a certain way, or whatever the blame may be, we take that on, and we create like an emotional, you know, like a very emotional side of us, and we abuse our own selves emotionally. So is that something that you teach on as well, like kind of become aware of yourself?
Right. And you are absolutely correct, because I allowed myself to be subjected to so many different things subconsciously because I was afraid of what people thought. I'll never forget, and I shared a story in my book. I was about maybe 27 or 28 years old, and I was at a church function, and a church member said to me, "Well, what's wrong with you? You don't have any kids. You don't have a boyfriend. What you doing?" And I'm like, "What is wrong with me? What do you mean?" Because I choose to be by myself, and I choose to value me and to love me. So absolutely, it's one of those things to where a lot of fear, we allow a lot of fear to dominate our thought process and to force us into negative situations and circumstances that is not beneficial for us. And it's time for us to be able to be okay with saying no. It doesn't take us to becoming over the hill, a golden girl, to learn how to optimize to say no or to tell someone to mind your own business. You should be able to say such without feeling like you're being disrespectful to anyone that may be an elder or someone who may be more experienced in something than you are, because a lot of times other people's opinions afflict us in ways that we don't even condemn ourselves. So it's just one of those things to where I just want, again, to share my story to just make sure that people understand that these are not isolated incidents, what has happened to me, and it would be preferred if we could start communicating with each other so that we can support and uplift each other when we find ourselves feeling like this, so that we're not putting up emotional boundaries and being all explosive and no one knows it and going off on the deep end and being all snap because we didn't have the outlet to express ourselves.
Absolutely. Wow. I hear the passion in that, Alexis.
I'm telling you.
But that is so true. I totally agree with you. I struggle with that. I put that in my book. That's definitely a part of an interruption, you know, in your life. When you struggle with what people think, you are inflicting yourself. When you struggle with what people think about me, well, what would they say? And it stops you from so much, so many things that you can just, you know, accomplish, can move forward. You know, it's that emotional abuse is so big until you have to break it down into segments. I don't know if you do conferences or seminar or workshops on emotional abuse. It would be great to do it, but I think it would be so unique if you can break it down, because it's like there's different areas in your life that occurs, because it occurs so much. It's like one workshop should be in the workforce, in the family, especially in the family, God, especially in your family, and, you know, and then, you know, so forth, your friendships and, you know, on and on and on, because it's so prevalent. It happens so much in the world today, and this is great. Like Kaneen said, what you're doing is so powerful, and I know I can hear the passion in your voice, so I know that you know how powerful and how effective this can be in changing so many lives, you know, because, you know, change comes with the thought first. You know, you first got to think about it, and you know, and then the body will move forward. But I think this is absolutely great. And one thing that came to my mind with emotional abuse, definitely leads to bullying. And I think it's like on both, it's amazing because it's like on both sides, emotional abuse, that person that's emotionally abused, that's bullying the individual that, you know, is not a bully, but they're getting emotionally abused by the bully. So it's like it's a loose situation. It's just a loss for, you know, on both ends for that individual, because we never know how that person may handle it. They can be scarred for life, and you never know. I mean, suicide has happened. So many things has happened behind that. But one thing I would like to ask you, of course, to share with writers in particular, when you wrote this book, Sharing Your Life Story, did you how did you feel once you released a lot of stuff? On, you know, if you typed it, wrote it out first, and then typed it on your computer, how did you feel? What was the process in that for you?
I definitely felt a lot lighter because I had a lot of revelation moments that came to me as I wrote, and I just felt relieved. And now that I'm writing my second book, I can have even more revelation that is built from the first writing process.
Wow. Wow. And did you get any assistance in writing, or you wrote it all
no,
by yourself?
No, okay. I wrote it all by myself. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you went through your publishing process, did you do self-publish, or did you go through a publisher?
I did self-publishing because I wanted to operate on my own time, and I wanted to be able to have a little bit of more control over the whole process. So it was just an easier option for me. But the second time around, I will be probably looking at traditional publishing.
Oh, okay. And why would you say that the second time around?
Because there's a lot more expertise that and outsources and resources that you can have to outsource. Self-publishing is a little tedious and a lot more tedious than what I expected for it to be.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, just being the entrepreneur that I am, that's when you learn how to outsource.
Yeah, you and I think a lot. Like all this extra work with self-publishing. I mean, it can be good and bad. It has its advantages
and
as well as disadvantages.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Your house of is it House of Ruth Jewels?
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, actually, I'm going to be on a panel here. Dr. Kimberly reached out to me, and she asked for me to come on board to share some of my nuggets with the ladies. So I'm really excited about doing that seminar here on the 25th of June. Just, again, raising emotional awareness and intelligence to our entrepreneurs, our mothers, our wives, our employees, whatever your role is in life, just making sure that they understand how ineffective and unproductive they can be if they don't have their mind right. If their mind is not right, they're not sound emotionally, how it will affect them physically, spiritually, and all different other elements that pertains to life.
Absolutely. And I like that you say jewels, because I always refer to my friends as jewels. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I always refer to
like
them.
Myself.
Absolutely. Alexis, we'll talk about that offline. But I really do. I refer to them as jewels because, it can be friends are, you know, they're so important. They're so valuable. And just, you know, women in general are so important, so valuable. And just with us uplifting one another, you know, more so versus, you know, being jealous or trying to compete or, you know, talking down one another. I think it can be, you know, so many things can change and we can do so much together. You can all, even if you're working on a simple project as far as if it's just simply painting or moving or whatever, decorating, you can do so much more than just if it was you by yourself painting that house, if it was you by yourself cleaning the house or whatever the case may be. And if you had, you know, your sister next to you, your, you know, a friend, someone that was there, another sister right there with you helping you, so many things, so much more can be accomplished. So I think this is great because so much more can get done and so many women are going to be, you know, touch because, like I mentioned, I believe last week on our show, you know, women go to the different events and the different seminars and the different conferences because not just women, but men too. But, you know, we're speaking, you know, towards the women now in particular. But we run to these different things because all of us are searching for something. All of us are searching for something. And Oprah always, she has this saying that she always said, we just want to be heard. We want to know that we've been heard. And so we want to know we've been heard, because that's another part of hurt when we're trying to, you know, express ourselves and no one hear us. That's hurtful.
Exactly.
You know, that holds us back. You know, that's a part of abuse. You know, that's why I say this is emotional abuse, how you, it can be just broken down in so many ways, and it's so helpful, you know, with society, especially with our women, because so many of us have been hurt or are hurting. So
exactly.
To reach, you know, one by one, you know, you got to start somewhere. Of course, you can't conquer the world in one day, but you can definitely start somewhere and begin to, you know, spread abroad. So I'm so excited about what you're doing, and I'm so grateful that you've taken out the time to just, you know, be on our show and share with us what you're doing in society. This is an awesome, awesome thing, and I would love to be a part in any kind of way. Feel free to reach out to me, and I can reach out to you, because I love what you're doing. Absolutely.
Thank you.
100%. 100%.
Thank you.
That's the truth. That's coming from me. You're so welcome. Kenine, did you want to say something?
Yes.
Because
so
I know I
Alexis,
can go.
Alexis, go ahead and give your information as far as the where your event is being held, your website, your book, where can they purchase the book, and all the different details you want the listeners to know.
Yes, my website is alexisnicolewhite.com. The Covered is available in any bookstore near you, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon. It is available in ebook and paperbook. The event that you're referring to, the Corporate Jewels, is June the 25th here in East Point, Georgia. It is at a church, so we do have a little bit of space available. The information for that is on my website, and I'm available on all social media platforms as Alexis Nicole White and or at I Am Miss Alexis on Twitter and Instagram.
Wow. And before we before you go, Alexis, what are you most inspired by? What inspires you?
The ability to be able to connect with women that are similar mm-hmm. and unfamiliar to me.
Oh, mm. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome, especially because I know sometimes, you know, women – we can be competitive. We think men are competitive. Women are really competitive.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and that stops us from really connecting to one another. And we can be such a resource and source and a support for one another, and we can do phenomenal things in the world. So, women are very, very important, and it's very important that we connect and support one another. So
exactly.
Thank you so much, Alexis.
Thank you so much, and you guys have a really
thank
good day.
You too.
You're welcome,
thank
and
you.
We will be in contact with you because we want to know
yes.
more about what you're doing.
Yes.
And especially
absolutely.
Looking at your website, like I said, the how you identify women as jewels and how also women can see, you know, whatever jewel they are and how they can use that to keep, you know, going is really, really amazing. So thank you for being on the show. We welcome you back, and we'll be in contact with you.
Thank you. Have a good
right.
day.
You too.
All right.
Thank
have
you.
An awesome bye-bye. Day. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. God bless. All right, Writers Nation listeners, you want to stay tuned. We have another fabulous guest coming up.
Yes.
If you have any questions, you can call 347-989-1363. Press 1 to come into the caller queue. Again, as always, we would love to hear your feedback, because your feedback, your contribution is what encourages others, what gives others answers as well. So we definitely want to encourage you to come in and have a conversation with us. We love to
yes.
hear your feedback, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wednesdays at 10:30 Central Time, tune in to Workshop Wednesdays with your host, Tony Gambone. Tony speaks with small business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, and experts who share their stories of success. The best way to find success is to listen to the successful and use their experiences to find your own success. That's what Workshop Wednesdays is all about. To learn more and listen to the show, visit workshop-wednesdays.com. Workshop Wednesdays, Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Central.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book.
Join us at txauthors.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. Kaneen, that was an awesome guest, Alexis. Awesome, awesome.
Yes.
So excited about what she's doing, and I definitely would love to be a part. So we're certainly going to reach out to Alexis and see how can we contribute in any way, form, or fashion. She's doing an excellent job. Next, our next guest we have, she is fabulous as well. And they call her the sci-fi junkie. Oh, one of my favorites. I love sci-fi. I am a sci-fi junkie as well. So I'm going to see if I met my match. Now, don't get to calling names because I forget the name of movies, Nicole, but I want to introduce you. Without further ado, we are introducing Nicole Delacroix. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but how are you today, Nicole?
I am fabulous. How are you ladies doing today?
We are
doing
excellent. Now, did I mess up your last name?
Oh, it's, you know, some people say Delacroix. It's actually Delacroix. But you know what? To me, that's just like a posh pronunciation. I'm perfectly fine with the Delacroix.
Now, okay, I got to ask. Now, that sounds like Southern New Orleans. Is that true?
Actually, you're close. It is Louisiana, but it's more Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I'm actually from Louisiana. That's why I'm like, wait a minute.
Yay! I love my Louisiana people.
Yes. Well, welcome to our show. We're so glad to have you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I have been looking forward to being on the show for a couple of days. I've been excited about it. And I loved your previous guest. She was so – I loved her energy. Wow. I had to write down her name so I could check out her website later.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Also, check our Facebook as well and Twitter. We'll have that information on there. If you forget or somehow misplace some, you know, the information, it'll be on there. So you'll definitely have that information at your hands. If you want to look up any of our guests, always feel free to go on our social media. So, Nicole, tell us about your latest project. What are you doing? Tell us. I love
Well,
Popeye.
My latest project is actually my second publication. My first publication was fiction, and I'm actually – this is my first foray into the nonfiction, and I have been having so much fun with it because, of course, the subject matter is so much fun, but the title of my book is Sexual Confessional, Confidential Admissions from Social Media. And in a nutshell
–
Oh, it is. It's very fun, and it was meant to be cheeky and funny. And in a nutshell, what I did is I put out a survey and tapped all of my social media contacts and then some to get people to answer questions about sex anonymously. And I was overwhelmed when I had over 500 people answer in less than 30 days.
Wow. Now, okay, so you weren't surprised. You were just overwhelmed because it was just, oh, my God, I got to read all of this and look at all this because I'm like, now that's a hot topic. Come on now.
Well, you know, it's really funny, but when you – just think about it this way. If you asked your friends that are really close to you about sex, you'd probably have a nice conversation. But these were perfect strangers I was asking about sex. And I think the only reason that they were willing to offer up their insight was because I let them be anonymous. So I didn't learn anything that they didn't want to tell.
Oh, my God. So tell us the process in that. How was that as far as, like, I guess combining all of that information or breaking it down? Like, when you did read answers from the questions that you submitted, were you like, okay, now, how do blah, 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 you know, whatever. Like, how was the process in that, breaking everything down?
Well, it was interesting for me because I had naturally assumed that I'm based in the U.S. and I figured I'd only get people from the U.S. answering the questions. And I was surprised because I literally got questions, I got answers from every country in the world, including China, which blew me away because we all know how locked down China is on their internet. And here I was getting people from China answering my little survey about sex. So it kind of blew my mind a little bit. But the interesting thing that I found is you would think with all the different environments and the different places and the different ways that people get to be who they are, that every answer would be the different. But interestingly enough, other than how they were worded and maybe tone, I could have seen my own answer in almost every single answer that people gave. It just made me realize that this is that we're all so very similar. And that we share we're really just a shared nation, and that all of these boundaries that we put between us really don't mean anything, because when you put yourself behind a mask, we're all the same, so we're not different.
Absolutely. Now, when you say you got answers all over, you know, the world, how did you do that? Did you do like a booth where everybody all over can answer your questions, or just from your page, because it's international as far as, was it just your regular page? You didn't do it from your personal page? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I did is I actually went to a survey site based out of France, which is open to anybody. So anybody could, as long as they had the link, they could get to it. And what I did is I tweeted out, I put it on Facebook, I put it on Reddit, and then of course people from there would share it. And honestly, the biggest flux of answers came once I posted it on Reddit. It seems like everybody wanted to be a part of it, and I finally, just after 30 days, I had to shut it down because I had more answers than I knew what to do with.
I would have loved that. Oh my God, look at all of this. Now, that title alone, Sexual Confessions, okay, so what made Confidential Omissions from Social Media, what made you want to write that? Like,
interestingly enough, as I said, it's my second publication. I think I fell into the same trap that every new independent author falls into. We assume that we're going to write our first book and that everybody on the planet is going to want to buy a copy. And when only eight people buy the book, you're pretty much faced with the reality of you better learn how to market. I think I was coming off of that tailspin of, you know, not everybody in the world cared to read my first book. And I was feeling a little down on myself, I'll be honest with you. And honestly, the whole point to the survey was I was just trying to make myself feel better. And I posted a few little, you know, why are we here kind of questions, thinking that, you know, maybe I'd get one or two people that would answer my survey. After my friends saw it, they were just like, you know, you should really do something with that because it's interesting. And we got to talking about it, and alcohol was involved, and somehow it changed to sex.
Gosh,
it's interesting how alcohol got added and it got switched to sex. And that's when I decided that, you know what, if I was going to do this, then I was going to really just ask some almost cringeworthy, silly kind of questions and see if I could get people to answer them. So my intention really wasn't to write a book from it, although when I posted it, I think I'm like every other author. We always assume that at some point we're going to use that information, so we make sure people sign a disclosure before they answer so we can use it. So I posted it thinking, you know, nobody's going to pay any attention to my silly little survey. They're going to think it's stupid, and they're not going to do anything with it. And 2 weeks in, I had a good 100 answers, and I thought, well, I could do something with that. That's when I started formulating the idea for, you know, I could take these answers and, you know, put it into book format and kind of make it a pseudo-scientific type of story and, you know, put some funny anecdotes in there and see if people like that.
Right.
And
absolutely.
By the time I hit the 30-day mark and I had more than 500 answers, it was interesting because I had added an optional last question where people could tell me about their worst sexual experience. And I thought, well, you know, I wonder if anybody answered that question. And I was interested and completely flabbergasted because 253 people decided, hey, I'm going to tell you about the worst sexual experience I've ever had. So I decided to listen.
I want to hear some of that.
Oh, and they're good. Let me tell you, they are very good. And that's when I started thinking that, you know, I'm a funny person. I think I am anyways. And, you know, and I tend to have a sarcastic nature and I have a lot of fun. And I thought, you know, why should I put my spin on what people were trying to say? And I decided that it was better and more clever to just let people's answers speak for themselves. So other than spelling errors and grammatical problems, the answers are exactly how I received them. I put them in the book exactly the way I got them. So I didn't mince any words. My answers are the only ones that you see a name attached to. Everybody else's answers is completely anonymous.
And I
put all 253 bad sexual experiences in the book. And let me tell you, they're funny. Nothing else, it's worth it for those because, and if you'll allow me, I will tell you my favorite one, which I think pretty much wins the thing. It's literally four words, and it wins for the absolute worst sexual experience in four words. You ready?
Uh-oh. Yes.
Tabasco sauce as lubricant.
What?
Four words, and it wins.
What?
And I thought, how could somebody look at Tabasco sauce, knowing what it does when you get it on your fingers, and think, I'm going to use that as a lubricant.
Okay. This is good, you know, relax time. You want to wind down.
I'm thinking there were copious amounts of alcohol or drugs involved in that
absolutely.
One. But either
absolutely.
Way, it was funny. And the person was brave enough to share it with us. And I thought, how could I take something like that and change it? I just couldn't. That right there won it for me.
Oh, my goodness. I really want to say something, but I'm not even going to say it.
Wait,
can
it's not
you imagine now? Okay, it depends. Okay, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to say
Well, you will spend the rest of the day thinking about this, going, how could you ever get to the point in your life where you could look at Tabasco sauce and think, that would be a really good lubricant.
Can you imagine, like, the sensation of what you said, after a sensation of what you
said? Oh, wow. That's a whole new meaning to that.
What I want to know is how long did it take before they ran for the bathroom is what I want to know. You're going to have to wash that off. And I know
that's
if I have Tabasco sauce and I try to drink water, it just makes it worse. So did washing it off make it worse? Is you know, these are the questions I have.
You know what that's called? That's an immediate doctor visit. I mean, goodness.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. Well, that, you know, I can tell, especially with, you're right, just that right there, that's the book, just that. We can read that part and just have a conversation the entire day.
Oh, my.
Because that is absolutely crazy. And I was just thinking when you were sharing with me about the book and everything and, you know, some of the stories, and I was thinking, I'm like, wow, I'm just going in my mind, like, I can see this on TV. And I'm not trying to say anything about me. It's only because, you know, a lot of us have cable and, you know, flipping through the channels, we see some weird stuff come on that late at night when everybody's in the bed. And so some things are just way out there, like sci-fi mix. I mean, come on, Nicole, don't leave me out here by myself.
Oh, I'm not going to leave you by yourself because I'm with you. There is some weird stuff out there.
Yeah, like,
and
even the sexual side have some weird stuff connected with the sci-fi part, and so I'm like, I can see where this can be. When you said tobacco sauce, I'm like, okay, forget it, because I'm like, nobody's going to play that role.
See, that's the interesting thing for me is I learned so much, and I'll admit that there were some things that people shared that I cringed and went, oh God, no. I was like, this is just seriously, someone needs to find a police officer somewhere. I have been violated. But, you know, and then I thought, you know, I really can't judge these people because I asked them to tell me. So I tried to be very non-judgmental about the things. And as long as I finally got to that point in my life where I said, you know what, as long as they are not harming someone else or harming themselves and it's legal, I have no position on it. I have no position. I have no right to say anything. It's not in my bed. I don't have to say anything.
Nicole, I have a question.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
I'm loving this topic. So, so I'm not going to say who, but have you had anyone who mentioned any experience like using either eggs or milk as a lubricant?
I have a funny feeling she has a particular person in mind. I'll be honest with you, there was a lot of different lubricants mentioned. I believe that milk was among them, but eggs was not. So, although I will say that, you know, if they threw that together with a little flour and some butter and threw it in the oven for a little while, it'd make a nice cake. Just my thoughts. But there was a lot of food mentioned, and you know, some of the things I kind of, and you know, I have a friend who's studying to be a doctor and is currently working on their ER round, and he actually read the book and he started laughing. He was like, "You should spend 20 minutes in the ER. You would be surprised the things that people get into their orifices because it's hilarious." And I think the best one he told me was someone with a light bulb. I've never looked at a light bulb and thought, let me stick that into one of my bodies.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, she's taking it to a whole other level.
Where did the idea come from to even spark something like this, to write this type of book?
You know, again, I was coming off of that downward spiral, and I was so depressed. I mean, I was to the point where I was going to give up on my writing career. And I honestly found so much freedom, and I felt almost elated when I was talking about these questions and the things. And I felt I almost felt compelled to write it, if that makes any sense. Because many people talk about sex, and they're either incredibly clinical and bore the heck out of everybody, or they're on the other end of it and they make it so incredibly silly that you can't take them seriously. And I thought, you know, I'm not a scientist, I'm not. But then again, I'm also not a comedian, and I'm not going to try to make fun of people, but I wanted to present the information in an informative but yet entertaining way to show people that it's okay to talk about these subjects. I know that my mother never had a problem talking to me about sex. In fact, she overshares, and I have to stop her sometimes. It's like, oh, I do not want to know that. Stop. But, you know, I see it around my friends. You know, there's a few of my friends that are single like I am that they shy away from having these difficult discussions. If we can't talk about sex, how can we talk about politics? How can we talk about religion? How can we talk about these important things that are happening in our world if we're shying away from topics that make us uncomfortable? And the point for me is I don't feel uncomfortable talking about sex or politics or religion or any of those things. And I wanted to show other people that, you know what, once you get past the giggling factor, it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to have a conversation, even if it makes you a little bit uncomfortable, because at some point that discomfort's going to go away and you're just having a discussion. And it makes us better people to have these talks.
Yes. And it really does. It really does. Wow. This was amazing. Go ahead, Kenine. Were you going
to
say something?
And I just wanted to make sure, Nicole, that you give your information. Where can they find your book? And your details, your website, and all the information they can, you know, where they can contact you.
Absolutely. Of course, my website is www.nicole-delacroix.com. And you'll probably have to spell that out for them because even I have trouble spelling it. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook, and Twitter is at Nicole Delacroix, all of which are on my website. You can click to them. I have Instagram, Pinterest, and pretty much just about every social media. Obviously, when you write a book about social media, you better have some social media going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's not good if
Absolutely.
You don't. And, of course, my book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of the online booksellers, and any of your in-store booksellers can order it from Amazon. I did go through the Create Space. And it's currently on sale at the Kindle store because I actually work on a radio station in a podcast environment, and we just went on Google Play, so we're celebrating.
Awesome.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes,
yes,
congratulations. Invite us on. We would love to be a guest. Listen to me. We'd love to talk more about this, you know, new book of yours. In
detail. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would love to talk to you ladies again. You guys are a blast.
Oh,
yes.
So are you. Well, best of wishes on your book. I'm definitely going to get one.
Absolutely.
Book,
yes.
Mean, just, I got, you know, just the tobacco sauce alone. I mean, that right there. That's all I need. But I, you know, love what you thought. Also, Nicole, I wanted to ask you right quick. You're an IT professional.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what areas, right quick, do you practice?
I actually am a CCNA certified routing person. I do work
okay.
for a major ISP, you know, because,
okay.
you know, writing doesn't pay all the bills. and, you know, they have,
Not
they
yet.
Have insurance.
Wait for that movie.
and they have insurance,
uh-huh.
so, you know, I have to
oh,
have
okay.
insurance.
Well, yeah.
So I do work in the IT field and mostly routing and IP interfaces,
okay.
But I work with large businesses like hospitals and things like that.
Okay. Awesome, awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for being on our show. We truly appreciate it, and we love, absolutely love what you're doing. And what, are you going to write another sci-fi soon, or are you going to wait and see?
I am actually going to jump back into the fiction arena, and
okay.
everybody, the few people that read my first book have been harassing me for the second book, so I will be writing that one. But currently, I have a second nonfiction book that's coming out talking about feminism in the U.S. So,
oh,
yay!
Okay.
I like
awesome.
To take on big
no,
subjects.
Yes,
yes,
yes, especially that one. Certainly come back on the show.
Well, I would love to. Anytime you guys would like to have me, I am happy to come on. You guys are awesome.
Thank
yes.
you so much. And we'll be reaching out to you too, Nicole, talking to you offline
Absolutely.
About
Absolutely.
So thank
Absolutely.
You so much for being on. Thank you.
Yes,
we'll
thank
you.
You.
And you have a great day now. Thanks.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Welcome in.
Wow.
She's cute. And I love... I'm really going to have to our library is going to be so crazy with all of these great books.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so entertaining.
You know, you know I
ahead.
Think, you know what, I mentioned mm-hmm. before about like something like having a book review company or something, because I'm noticing the way it's going, and it's so funny, like, you know, when we read, you know, we may purchase some books and read some books and offer reviews to showcase the writer and the author. But also, I've been getting so many calls for others asking me to read over their book. I'm like, well, wait, I don't have time to read the book. But,
I don't have time to read the 300 pages, though.
I'm like, you know. Oh, yeah, I definitely read that.
What?
But, you know, so it's interesting because I'm getting, you know, so many calls and people are sending me books left and right about because they need the assistance of how to really showcase their book and showcase mm-hmm. what they have to offer. So, so you know, it's just amazing how you know, Writers Nation is really moving along and it's really time to expand. So we're looking for others to come on board
yes.
with us and be a part of what it is that we're doing and showcasing writers, because as Nicole just mentioned, where they say, you know, writing doesn't pay. It's, you don't get paid to write the book. You get paid for what you do with the book.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so that's what we want to offer. And we want to invite you all to like us on Facebook, Writers Nation, and also send us an email. Let us know that you're interested in becoming a part of Writers Nation, becoming a part of the Mastermind, and especially because we're going to be launching a website soon, and it's going to be membership-based. So this is your opportunity to be a part now. So,
yes.
you come in before we even start charging, to be a member. So you come on
yes.
board with us right now. And be a part of the Mastermind team. And you can, again, like us on Facebook, Writers Nation. Go to Twitter, Writers_Nation. And also send us an email, writersnation3@gmail.com. Also,
yes.
you can go and purchase our books on Amazon by going into Amazon, typing in Kaneen Morgan and also Shalonda Norman, and go ahead and purchase our books. And, again, please
yes.
join us back. Every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Shalonda, you want to say anything before we depart?
Also join us at 11:30 Central Standard Time because we rock, Kaneen. And thank you so much, Writers Nation, for listening in. And we shall hear from you and talk to you and chat with you on next Tuesday. We are
thank
out, Writers Nation.
All right.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.